Hi, my name is David Hoffman. I'm a student at nearby Trinity University, and I'm here tonight for a class called Propaganda and Political Persuasion. And the answer to that question that just popped in your mind is, yes, I am going to talk about the election. Sorry if I ruined your night. So, my relationship with the election started this summer when I was lucky enough to land an internship with a digital marketing firm here in San Antonio named Giles Parscale. And if you don't know what digital marketing is, it's basically the people behind those very oddly specific ads you get on Facebook, all the way to the description of a lumber company's reclaimed oak hardwood flooring. And if you know about this page that I'm referencing and appreciated the syntax, you're welcome. So the reason I bring this up is that one of the founders of the company, Brad Parscale, he was the digital marketing director for the Trump campaign. Very high up, you know, I believe he even had the great honor of independently posting from his Twitter, you know, big, big dude. And so the main office is near downtown, but they added so many people to work on the campaign that they ended up making a whole new office off of 410. And I was never there, I was just an intern, they would not let me anywhere near that information. But there were about 1 to 2 select days where a guy working on the campaign needed me to do some busy work for him. So I got to physically go there, and basically, I was an intern. I wasn't allowed near anything, and if you don't know the movie Old School, this joke may fall flat, but when Brad, the main guy, would walk into the room, the guy I was working for would just kind of, you know, give me the look, and if I didn't have headphones, I would literally have to cover my ears. You know, it was like earmuffs, because I couldn't hear anything, and they controlled my ears, but they could not control my eyes. And oh my God, I saw some of the greatest Donald Trump merchandise that you can imagine there. I mean, this is like early in the campaign. They must have been spitballing ideas. They had like erasers, notepads, posters, mouse pads, everything you could think of Donald Trump in these amazing and glorious depictions. I can't go too much into it because I signed a non-disclosure agreement, but let me put it this way. That stuff is still out there, and it's going to resurface at garage sales in about 20 years from now. And I'm pretty sure that my hobby is going to be collecting that stuff. It was that amazing. So, you know, my internship ended over the summer, and the school year started, and the class I'm here for now, Propaganda and Political Persuasion, started. And part of the class is that we hosted a bunch of speakers to talk about the subject of the class. And one of the speakers that had a big impact on me, his name is W. Kamau Bell. He's a comedian. He's best known for a show on CNN called United Shades of America. You may know him. It's, I think, the most famous part of his TV show is that he, an African-American man, goes and visits a bunch of KKK leaders in the Deep South. And, of course, compelling television ensues. And the main point that of his presentation basically was white people don't have an identity like other minorities in America do, and we don't own Donald Trump. And I guess he referenced that, you know, 100 years ago, there were Irish immigrants, there were Italian immigrants, but now, you know, today it's, oh, you're white, you're good. And I think to illustrate this point, he kind of made all the white members of the audience, which at Trinity is a very large majority, and he made us say, I'm white, and I'm proud. And I said it, and it, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, that's awkward. I get your point. But it kind of fell flat with me. You know, I was like, yeah, I'm white. But, you know, I'm also Jewish. I feel like I know more about George Clinton than the average white person. I don't know. You know, I was like, maybe it doesn't apply to me. So I was pretty sure about that statement. And then the election happened. And me, I was very surprised Donald Trump won. And I'm sure a lot of other people were too, and I was racking my brain, and I couldn't figure it out. Until I just kind of pieced it together, he kind of took a page out of W. Kamau Bell's playbook. Not encouraging white nationalism, but American nationalism, which from a propaganda perspective is very smart. Because the way I see it is, you know, a lot of Americans, unlike other countries, we don't have a very set culture. Our culture is believing in this melting pot that we all are very grateful, I'm grateful, to be part of. And he really played into that, and I think it's best exemplified by his campaign slogan, Make America Great Again. And once again, brilliant. And the reason I called it brilliant is because it's such a blanket statement that whoever the person that voted for him believed would make America great again, it worked for them. And that was just, you can say what you want about the guy as if he's fit to run to be president, but I'd be lying if I said that if I were in his position on Celebrity Apprentice and he were a candidate and I needed a marketing director, that I wouldn't hire him. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. Thanks for listening.